Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robert and May, and we are honored and delighted to be with you today for our radio show. This is a very special time where we join our hearts and souls together as one with our beloved pets. So we are very, very happy to be with you. We wish you a very happy new year. I believe this is our first show for the new year. So it is a wonderful, wonderful time for us to create a vision for the upcoming year, 2017. So I know that within my vision is to help many more beloved pets, animals on Mother Earth to be happier and healthier. So I am eternally grateful for all of the wisdom, the teachings, the knowledge, the practical techniques that I have learnt from Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, because he has really helped one of my great dreams to come true, and that is to help the animals. So today we will be talking about healing and how the soul healing actually can help your beloved pet. Even if your pet is healthy, you can actually receive soul healing for prevention of illness. And it's very exciting that we can, when we do readings, we can actually see, even if something hasn't manifested on the physical, we can be aware of when the soul and the message in a particular part of the body is not the best message that could lead to an illness or some sort of condition in your pet. So there's been many, many times that I have people have asked me to do a reading on their pet, and I have, heaven has made me aware of a particular area in a beloved pet's body that could be a cause of a condition or a weakness or an illness. So prevention is better than cure. And in the Yellow Emperor's canon text, it says that the best doctor is the one who prevents illness, not cures the illness. So prevention is truly much better than waiting until your pet has a chronic health condition or a condition. And also what I've noticed in pets, it's that they are so stoic. They just, even when they're really, really sick, quite often you do not even know. You do not even know till right at the end of the illness when they have been diagnosed with a serious condition, and then very soon after that they may transition. So that is why it's so important that you have your beloved pet checked regularly. So you may go to the vet regularly, which we encourage, but we also, you can do this on the soul level. And that is what Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha has empowered us, is to be able to read when there is a negative message in the body. So the message is the soul, and that is the information. So today I will offer a little bit of wisdom and teaching around this, and then we will offer a blessing to your pet. And also I'm very excited that I, once a month, for every month in this year, I will be offering a special healing week, a soul healing week for your pet. So you can register your pet. I can do a reading for your pet. You can tell me what your pet, maybe the condition your pet may be experiencing at that time. And they will receive healing every day for that condition or for any weakness in their body. And they receive healing for 5 days in a row. And it is very, very powerful when they receive this healing every day for 5 days in a row. And I've only done this a few months. And I've already heard of very heart-touching healing and great transformation that has happened in some beloved pets. So it really moves my heart when heaven actually blesses these animals so that they have a deep transformation process and they become much happier, healthier, more relaxed, wanting more human contact there. And they bring much more joy to many more souls' hearts. So it is such an honor to be able to serve in this way. So let us close our eyes for a moment. Let us take a few deep breaths in and out. As you breathe in, focus your mind gently just below your belly button. You can place both palms below your navel. This is the body power. You can be sitting up straight. Your back away from the chair if that is comfortable for you. And just take a few moments to breathe deeply. Let us come into this present moment. So our beloved pets live in the present all of the time. They are such wonderful examples of living in the present moment. They are not thinking of the past. They are not thinking of the future. They are living in the present moment. And they are so filled with love, lightness and joy because they live in each moment. So it is only in the moment that we can transform. It is only when we are fully present that we can transform. And the more calm that we are, the more balanced and harmonized we are, the more balanced and harmonized our pet will be. Because if we are, our pet can tell when we're not happy or we're unbalanced, we're over-emotional. Our pet is very tuned into that. And they actually come generally and come to us. They offer us love. They also have healing power, our beloved pets. And they actually can become divine healing paws, soul healers. So that is something that has also been recently made available to our pets. And this increases their healing power beyond comprehension. So just like we can become a divine healer, a divine healing hand, soul healer, which is an incredible honor. Heaven has opened up that they can receive divine healing paws, which allows them to carry this divine frequency and vibration so that they can serve in a very powerful way. It's very deeply heart-touching. At the divine's generosity, heaven's generosity, and Master Shah's generosity. It is Master Shah who makes all of this possible. So wonderful. So let us take a few deep breaths in and out. And taking a few moments to offer your deepest gratitude to your beloved pet. How does your pet serve you? How much joy does your pet bring into your life? How much love does your pet bring to your life? So I'll do an invocation to invite heaven and the holy beings to be with us during this session to raise the frequency and vibration for us and our pets. So dear the divine, dear the Tao source, dear countless healing angels, archangels, ascended masters, lamas, gurus, kahunas, bodhisattvas, Taoist saints, Buddhist saints, holy saints, Hindu saints, Hawaii saints, all kinds of saints, all the holy men and women, the spiritual elders and leaders of the land, countless spiritual mothers and fathers in all layers of heaven and Mother Earth. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We are so deeply grateful for your service. We cannot thank you enough. And we humbly and sincerely ask you to join us today for our soul healing animal session. And also our animal communication session, because we'll ask for a message from one of our beloved animal friends today as well. We are so deeply grateful for your presence at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm now going to offer you a blessing. I'm now going to offer your pet a blessing. And this blessing is to open your heart for what is appropriate at this time. So just relaxing, receiving, I'll sing my Tao song to you and your beloved pet. So blessings start to open your heart and to open your pet's heart further. As appropriate. Shia ya ya Focusing your mind gently in your lower abdomen, taking a deep breath in. Breathing in and breathing out, and just totally relaxing. So today I'm going to share some wisdom on Shen, Qi, and Jing. Or we can call it Jing, Qi, Shen. So everyone and everything is made up of Shen, Qi, Jing, or Jing, Qi, Shen, including our beloved pets. So the Shen represents the soul, the heart, the mind. The soul is also the message and the information. Scientists call it information. The heart is our receptor. So this is how we receive. The mind is the consciousness. So everyone, everything, every cell in our body has a consciousness. Every cell in our pet's body has a consciousness. So Shen is the soul, the heart, and the mind. The Jing is the matter. And the Qi is the vital energy and the life force. So the Shen Qi Jing is the soul, heart, mind, energy, and matter. So these are, in Tao terms, these are the three internal treasures that we have. But this is what our body is made up. So a human body is made of matter. So an animal body is made of matter. A system, an organ, a cell are made of matter. So everything in the universe is made of matter. So in the Tao teaching, Jing, when we talk about Jing, which is matter, this represents the whole body's Jing, including the Jing of all systems, organs, and cells. So when we talk about our beloved pets, Jing, it is the Jing of all of their systems, organs, and cells. So matter vibrates, and energy radiates out from the matter. So the smallest functioning unit in the body, or our pet's body, is the cell. And there is matter inside the cell, and there's energy outside the cell. So the matter inside the cell, as the cell contracts, it transforms to energy outside the cell. And then as the cell expands again, the energy outside the cell transforms to matter inside the cell. So the matter vibrates all the time, and the energy radiates out from this matter. So the matter has a shape. So qi, which is the energy, has no shape. So the Yellow Emperor's Internal Classic, the authority book of traditional Chinese medicine, states that qi ju zi cheng xing, and then qi san zhi cheng feng. So this means that the accumulation of qi forms a shape. Dissipation of qi is just like the wind blowing away. So the wind is representation of the qi. So in the Tao teaching, qi represents the whole body's qi. So this would represent the whole of your pet's body's qi, the qi within the body, the energy, the life force. So including in all of the qi in all of the systems, the organs, and the cells. So the Shen is the soul, which is the information, the message. And this includes all of the souls in the entire body, the systems, and the organs. And then we have the heart, which includes all of the heart's receptors. So every organ actually has a heart, a receptor, where it receives. And then, so that is the hearts of all of the body. And then we have the mind, which is the consciousness. So this represents the consciousness of every system, every organ, every cell of the body. So when we talk about Shen Qi Jing, this represents all of the souls, the hearts, the minds, the consciousness, the energy and the matter of the whole body and of your beloved pet's whole body. So these are the three internal treasures of the human being, so, or the beloved animal. So a human being's life is based on Shen Qi Jing. An animal's life is based on Shen Qi Jing. So when the Shen Qi Jing is not aligned, and when it is not in balance, or when we or our pets lack sufficient Shen Qi Jing, then we become sick. Then we develop conditions, maybe emotional imbalances, mental imbalances. So when we offer healing, we are balancing, aligning, and nourishing the Shen Qi teaching. And so for us to heal, for our pets to heal, it is about fulfilling one's Shen Chi Jing. So when it comes to soul healing, that is what we are doing. We are offering the soul healing blessings to the particular part of the body, for example, the organ, the system. For example, your beloved pet may be suffering from some form of anxiety, separation anxiety, for example. So the anxiety is stored in the heart. So when the fire element, which includes the heart, which is their major yin organ, when that is out of balance, our pet can be experiencing anxiety or depression. It is the same for us. We can, when our fire element is out of balance, we can experience anxiety and depression. So, for example, the heart is made up of Shen Qi Jing. The heart has a soul, which is the message, the information. The heart has a heart. Even the heart has a receptor where it can receive. The heart has a consciousness, and the heart is made up of the energy and the matter. So the heart has particular chi, heart chi, and it has matter, which is like the cells of the heart. So this is what you could see when you have an ultrasound, when they do investigation, a CT scan on the heart, for example. So when there is a blockage, say for example, we will stay with anxiety. When there is a blockage in the heart that is creating this anxiety, it means that the message in the heart is not the best message. So Master Sha teaches that the soul leads the heart. So the soul, which is the information or the message, that is actually the boss. So this actually leads the heart. The heart then leads the consciousness in that area. The consciousness then leads the energy, and the energy leads the matter. So whenever there is a, say your pet has a condition, so we stick with the anxiety, there is an imbalance between the Shen Qi Jing in the body. There is, what we say is that there are Shen Qi Jing blockages. And the blockages, they cause this misalignment and an imbalance. And then you can develop all sorts of conditions. So say with a pet, they could start to feel much more anxious. So when we are doing this soul healing, we actually work on the level of the soul to heal the soul first. But we are also, we are working to change the message. So the soul also represents the spiritual aspect. So your pet may have made mistakes in previous lifetimes and in this lifetime, and maybe carrying some negative karma in that area. So there are some spiritual blockages that need to be removed in order for this condition to be transformed. So when we are doing soul healing for your pet, then there is healing taking place on the level of the soul as well. And this is one of the uniqueness about this soul healing, that you heal the soul first, and the heart, mind, and body follow. So if there's not the right message or the information going to the heart, then it is very difficult. You may get some form of healing, but it will not be permanent healing because the message is still not the best message in that area. So when we are offering soul healing, that is what we are doing. We are working on healing on the level of the message, the level of the information, the level of soul. We also offer the healing to the heart. There can be blockages in the heart, the receptor. We offer the healing to the consciousness of that area, to to raise the consciousness and also to remove the blockages in the energy and the matter. The energy and matter blockages are easier to remove. So there are many, many modalities that focus on getting the qi to flow. So, for example, traditional Chinese medicine works on creating qi. They focus on that if qi is blocked, one is sick. If qi flows, one is healthy. So the traditional Chinese medicine, many healing modalities work on moving the energy, so the energy is flowing. And then we have the traditional, for humans, it is the traditional, the Western medicine. And for our beloved pets would be the vets, the veterinarians. They are working on the level of the matter. They are only working on the level of the matter. They're not working on the level of the soul, the heart and the consciousness. And they're not working on the level of energy. They're working on the level of the matter. So they may use medication to adjust your pet's matter to improve the condition. But it is generally not a lasting healing because it always comes back to the message. What is the message? This is the root cause of the blockage. It is a message within that area of the body of your pet that is experiencing the condition or the imbalance. So it is very, very exciting that we now have the ability that we can receive, for example, Divine Healing Hands, which offers this divine healing. And the divine healing brings the divine frequency and vibration to that area. So if it was the heart, we are offering the Divine Healing Hands blessings to the heart, which brings the divine frequency and vibration, which brings divine love, forgiveness, compassion, light to that area of your pet. And what this is doing is it's raising the frequency and vibration of that area. It is removing many Shen, Qi, Jing blockages. And it is also working on the level of the soul. There are blockages that are being removed on the soul level, and the message is also being transformed. And it is helping to bring the Shen, Qi, Jing of that part of the body, that condition, into alignment. Because you want that to be, you want the Shen, Qi, Jing to be aligned or to be one. And then you have the health. In that area, you have vibrant health, you have the light radiating. So that is how the soul healing works. So I am very blessed that I have been given many treasures that I can offer soul healing to your beloved animals. So, and when they receive, say for example, if you register your pet for the soul healing week, for 5 days in a row they are receiving healing for their particular condition, or it could be to prevent a particular condition, it could be even to boost their energy, it could be for them to be happier and healthier. You could make that request, and that would be a beautiful request for your pet. So most of our pets, even if they're young, they might have a small little issue so that their owners have noticed. So it is very heart-touching that we can serve in this way. So when I offer the blessing, it is actually not me. I am the channel, and this divine or the Tao frequency and vibration, a very high frequency and vibration comes through, and then it goes to your beloved pet. Or of course I can offer this healing to human beings as well. So it deeply touches my heart. It's one of my dreams come true, as I've always wanted to serve the animals, and this has given me a way that I can help truly relieve the suffering of the animals, particularly like those that are close to us, the pets. But there are also things that we can do to assist the animals on Mother Earth, and that is when we can chant, for example, the source soul song of love, peace and harmony. So when we chant the Source Soul Song of Love, Peace and Harmony, we are bringing the Source frequency and vibration, a very high frequency and vibration, and we are bringing the message of love, peace and harmony. So we are working again on the level of the soul, the level of the message, the information. So if we can change the message, then everything else will follow. So it is deeply heart-touching that we have been empowered in these ways to serve. So let me now, I will offer you a blessing. I will offer your pet a blessing at this time. So you can make a request and your pet, please make a request for your pet of what they would like a blessing for today. And you can experience this will be a divine healing hand blessing today. And I encourage you to register your pet for the upcoming week, which will begin, it won't be this coming week, it'll be the following week. So I'll give you time to register your beloved pet. And it is a very, very generous honor fee. So you can find out more if you go to my Facebook page. I will paste the link on there. We will put some more information about the Pet Soul Healing Week. So you can just click on a link, register. You can request what conditions you would like a healing blessing for your pet for over that week. So it is very, very exciting. And our pets truly need healing because sometimes we forget how much they are serving us. And many times our beloved pets will take on our illnesses, will take on our conditions. They are such selfless servants, our beloved pets. So we need to take care of them. And I know, beloved May, we have been together, I think I have had May for at least 10 years, maybe 11. So, and I know that actually as the years progress, we actually get closer and closer because May has received many healing blessings, and this has helped to balance and harmonize May. And May came from a background of she was badly abused. She was in an animal shelter. That's when I went and rescued May. So May is always healing and transforming, and she touches my heart so much. She is so loyal, so loving, and so devoted. She's truly a selfless servant and serves many, many souls. So let us always keep our beloved pets in our hearts and keep them healthy and happy because we know how much they mean to us. So wonderful. So you can relax now. I will offer you and your pet a divine healing hands blessing. I will also ask May, who is with me, to turn on her divine healing paws. And she can also serve with me. So May's divine healing paws will offer blessings to your pets as well. So wonderful. So just totally relaxing, making your request. And then relaxing, opening to receive this blessing. So divine healing hands, divine healing paws, blessings start for you and your pet's request as appropriate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessing continues, and I will now ask May. I'm going to do an animal communication, a soul communication with May, and I'm going to ask her to share with you the power and significance of the soul healing blessings that she has received, and she has received many, many soul healing blessings. So let us see what May's soul would like to share with us. So dear the soul of May, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please share with us the power and significance of the soul healing blessings you have received. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So how? This is the soul of May speaking. It is my honor to share the power and significance of the soul healing blessings that I have received. I have received many, many soul healing blessings since I have been with my most beloved mother, Master Robin. She has cared for me so tenderly and so kindly and has given me many opportunities to receive the soul healing blessings, which bring the divine frequency and vibration, the Tao source frequency and vibration, to my soul, to my heart, to my consciousness, and to my body. I know that I would not be on Mother Earth at this time if I had not received the blessings that I have received. I have been through many ups and downs with my health in this lifetime. I have been very blessed to receive soul healing for many, many conditions, including soul healing for my heart, soul healing for my brain. I originally suffered from seizures, which were very debilitating, caused damage to my brain. Since receiving soul healing, I am completely healed of these seizures. I no longer have any seizures, which is an incredible miracle for me. I have received healing, soul healing for my teeth and gums. I have received soul healing to strengthen my kidneys. I have received soul healing for skin conditions. I have received soul healing when I have strained my paw. I have received soul healing when I have been in great fear and anxiety with a phobia that I carry. I have been present in many workshops and very blessed to even receive soul healing to assist me to open my heart to my beloved Mother, Master Robin. There have been many, many blockages cleared within my soul, my heart, my mind, and my body. My energy has been increased significantly. Sometimes there are days that I have so much energy, I'm not sure what to do with it. So I have been so blessed, my dearest friends, in this lifetime to receive all that I have received. And I want you to know that when the soul blockages, the spiritual blockages, when the negative karma is removed from your pet, this means that in their next lifetime they will be happier and healthier because these blockages are removed permanently. So whatever you can do for your pet in this lifetime to remove spiritual blockages will bless their next lifetime. And this too is deeply heart-touching. Not only will they be happier and healthier in this lifetime, but they will be healthier and happier in their next lifetime. So I encourage each of you to register your pets to receive this healing in the upcoming Soul Healing Week for pets. It not only brings healing to the physical body, it brings great peace and calmness to the heart, to the soul, and to the consciousness. When we receive this soul healing, the divine healing, the Tao Source healing, it is like being in the heart of the divine, the heart of the Tao. Our souls can rest. It is like we are being wrapped in this beautiful blanket of divine and Tao Source love. This is an incredible gift for your beloved pets. Take care of your pets, my dearest ones. Have a reading to understand where there could be some weaknesses in your pet's body. They can receive blessing, and you can also be empowered to learn the practices to assist your pets to heal. You can do the practices together. This is what I do with my beloved mother, Master Robin. It has been my greatest honor to share my experience with each of you today. I love each of you with all of my heart. I send you my greatest love. I send you my greatest joy at this time. How. Thank you. So thank you to beloved May. And May has received so much healing, and May's soul deeply understands the power and significance of this. So, our beloved pet souls are so eager to receive this healing because they know on the soul level that in their next lifetime they will be happier and healthier, and they can actually serve. The longer they are on Mother Earth at this time, the more they can actually serve. So remember that the purpose of life is to serve. So the more our beloved pets can serve us, serve anyone, serve other pets, the more their soul can uplift. And their greatest wish is that they can come back. They can return in their next lifetime as a human being. And in this lifetime, they have that possibility to make that huge jump of going from a beloved animal soul to becoming human. So it is very, very exciting times. And this is possible because of the wisdom, the teachings, the knowledge, the blessings from Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha. So we can never thank Master Sha enough for all that he shares so generously, so openly, to not only empower us to heal and to create soul healing miracles in every aspect of our life, but also empower us to empower our pets to have many, many soul healing miracles in their lives. So May and I send our deepest, deepest love. We say, how, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, our divine healing hands, our divine healing paws of rest. It's been a beautiful, beautiful session. You can listen to this session again, receive the divine healing hands, divine healing paws blessing again. And to understand the wisdom that I shared today, it is very simple. Sometimes it may take a few listens to understand it, but it is actually all about balancing and harmonizing the Shen Qi Jing in any aspect of the body. When your pet or you are suffering with even a spiritual condition, a mental condition, emotional condition, a physical condition, relationship blockage, even for your finances, it simply means that the Shen Qi Jing is not aligned. It is not balanced and harmonized. So it is the soul healing blessings that remove the Shen Qi Jing blockages that allow this little by little to bring this back into the balance, to bring this back into harmony. So it is very, very exciting. May and I send our deepest love. Find out more. We'll be posting more information on my Facebook page about the Soul Healing Week for pets. If you would like a reading for your pets, you can message me on Facebook under Robin Rice, RobynRice. I also have a Facebook page, Soul Healing for Animals. So you can like those pages and let me know if you would like to find out more. I will post the link. You can register your pets. So let us put our hands and our paws in the air and we say, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And say, gong song, gong song, gong song, which means respectfully return. So love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day. So bye-bye from May and I. Until next week, love you everyone. Love your pets. Bye-bye.